It's time once again for the old wrestling podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit that bell on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting app. How are you doing? Can you guys do me a favor? Can you go down to YouTube or Spotify or you know, Apple Music, like, rate, subscribe, leave a comment, leave a review. Get the word out on the show. It's casual. It's wrestling. It's fun. It's unbiased. It's biased. It's a biased show. But it's fun, right? You love hearing my voice. You love talking about wrestling. I appreciate you. And I appreciate everybody who's listening. Who is listening? Wow, who's listening? That was a problem. Today's topic is, what wrestler would you build a promotion around? So, this came about because I read that Miro, aka Rusev, is looking to leave AEW. He's looking to get out of his contract and move on with his life. And I was reading the article and I read the comments and everyone was kind of in agreement with him, saying, yeah, AEW's not using Miro the way he should be using, or, you know, at all. And his time at AEW hasn't been the most, you know, I wouldn't say successful. He was pretty successful when he was doing the Redeemer gimmick, but it hasn't been as fulfilling, perhaps. Maybe from a character standpoint or whatever. He just hasn't been on TV. He's not being used. He hasn't had creative. He's been turning down creative. Whatever the case may be, he hasn't been used. So he's asking for his release. And my first thought wasn't, wow, I hope he goes back to WWE. Because WWE's roster is stacked. And the sort of maneuvering he would have to do to get into any sort of creative storyline that would be fulfilling for his pedigree of wrestler, it's probably a lot and not worth the effort at the moment. You have guys like Bronson Reed and Braun Strowman who are picking up steam. You have guys like Ivar, who's one of the most incredible big men I've ever seen, waiting in the wings to heal up, to come back. You have a completely and utterly stacked SmackDown roster with Cody and Roman and the Bloodline and the Street Profits and LA Knight and AJ Styles and Randy Orton. And then Raw has, you know, the Judgment Day and friggin' Rhea Ripley, and Damian Priest is now up there. And you got all the big, like, CM Punk and Drew McIntyre. Like, there's so much talent at WWE right now, and they're all doing such incredible work. I don't know how Miro fits in immediately. Like, where do you slot him in? You can't do the Rusev Day thing again. That was a moment in time. It's gone. It's better to do something new than to try and revisit something that worked in the past. We've seen that in wrestling. His Redeemer gimmick was, I think, successful, but again, leave that stuff in the past. So then where does he land in WWE? Where do you slot in this era of WWE, right? And I'm not saying that he couldn't. I'm saying that I can't see it. Then again, I'm not a booker, so I don't know. But I started thinking, like, what I've mentioned on other episodes is, why doesn't he hit the indies, right? Do the Matt Cardona thing, go out there, collect gold belts, cut promos, go to New Japan, go to GCW, go to, what's the other one called? DPW, go to, MLW, go to TNA, do something, right? Go collect gold, cut promos, build like a resume that is undeniable. And then when you have collected all those accolades, you can turn to WWE and say, I want X, Y, and Z. That's what Cody Rhodes did. He went out there and he made a name for himself, and he came back and he was immediately put into the position to win the world title. It took 2 years, but he was never not at the top of the card. And I think Miro has that exact same sort of pedigree. And in the thought process of, hey, go do the indies, do the Matt Cardona thing, I started thinking about Freddie Prinze Jr. I can't say his name. And I remember he said a couple years ago he was starting his own professional wrestling organization. And at one time he had picked Karrion Kross and Bray Wyatt to be like the pinnacles, the statues, the guiding lights of his promotion. And then both got picked back up by Triple H and brought back into WWE. So he lost the two guys he was going to build his promotion around. And I thought Miro would be a great person to build a new promotion around. Why not? You telling me if you had a new promotion and you had Miro on deck to hold your world title and lead your organization that you wouldn't do it? I don't believe that. That's a great pickup. That's a blue chip. That's a blue chip for a new promotion. He has name recognition. He has... Miro has the look of a professional wrestler. You know, some people just look like professional wrestlers, like Gunther. Miro has that look. He just looks like an old school pro wrestler. He's going to slam you on your head. He's going to do like the hardest body splash from the second rope. He's going to put you away and he's going to hold his goal for like 6 years. He's that guy, right? I think Miro would be an amazing person to build an entire promotion around. Find, a roster that complements his moveset. I'm not saying like make everybody change their stuff, but find people who, you know, fit that bill, that either they look like they couldn't beat Miro, so that you have embedded storytelling of like a David and Goliath thing, or bring people who look exactly like him in weight and stature, and you have like a big meaty man throwdown fest of who's the biggest meatiest man, or do, you know, some sort of, I don't know, territory thing where you have a very small pocket of wrestlers in your promotion and Miro's at the top, and then there's another pocket of wrestlers in another town and they have their own version of Miro, and you can have like intramural, like in school you have two teams battling it out who has the better champion. I would love to see a small promotion get off the ground riding the coattails of a Miro champion at the helm. So my question to you, dear listener, is what professional wrestler, whether it be in WWE or New Japan or AEW or TNA or whomever, who would you pluck from the roster and build your ideal promotion around? You have to strap the title to them, and they're gonna be your Stone Cold. Think of it that way. This is going back to what I was thinking earlier. Is like, you can't take Miro and put him in WWE because he feels like he needs that spotlight. You can build him into your Stone Cold. Another person I would pick is Swerve Strickland. He's one of those guys who I've heard nothing but good things. He was the only person in Hit Row that anyone ever lauded. When Hit Row came back without him, everyone in Hit Row said that was an issue. It was not good that he wasn't there. And it shows, because Hit Row failed two times on the main roster. Two times, because Swerve wasn't there. Swerve has become a name. And I would love to see... I mean, he's not... He was at the moment, a while ago, he was the face of AEW for a bit. Now it's back to Daniel Bryan. But I would love to see Swerve just like take that energy, that pedigree, that star power, and go build a thing around, like in his own promotion, not his own promotion, but in a upstart promotion. And I'm thinking, and I can almost see the comments like, hey, you know, AEW did that with Moxley. But I'm thinking something way smaller, something that is super small, like a really startup energy that then, you know, blows up into something big. So in the comments, let me know what your preferred wrestler would be to start a promotion. Who are you plucking and who are you building around? And also, who is their antagonist? Who would you have them go up against? I want Miro versus Swerve for the old wrestling championship. How about that? Thank you so much for listening. I can't wait to see what you say in the comments. I appreciate you. And don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend. But if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.